what is your name?
My name is Oscar Daniel Jr.
Okay, we want to speak with our lady, the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse. She will conduct your hearing at this time, sir. So please just hold on. She'll be with you very shortly. She will be the lead. And I just want to take this opportunity to welcome you to the board this morning, sir. And we'll be with you very shortly, sir.
Okay, Mr. Tinio, can you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Oscar Daniel Jr., 098879.
Thank you, sir. I'll try to pronounce your name correctly. I'm sorry I did it wrong. It's Tinio. Is that right?
That's right.
Tinio. Okay, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations that are on a warrant of arrest. You were notified about this hearing on July 18th, and you signed a paper that day. Do you remember signing that?
Yes.
Okay, on that paper...
I signed that?
Yes.
When I came to your address.
Right, it told you the hearing was going to be today.
Right, okay. Well, actually, it didn't give me a date that I wasn't notified 6 months ago.
But you were notified on July 18th.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Okay. On that form that you signed that day is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today, sir?
I'll be representing myself.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. I want to introduce you to the board members. If you look on the video screen, to your right, all the way at that end of the bench, is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here is the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, our board chair. On my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for your hearing. We also have with us in the room Mr. Turner. And you'll see Mr. Turner in a moment here. Mr. Turner is with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Tinio and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Tinio?
I do.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Tinio, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, Mr. Tinio, I'm going to read these two allegations to you, and I'm going to offer you three options of a response. I'll need a response from you on these. And your options will be it's either true, it's false, or you wish to remain silent. And the reason I'm offering you that option is that I see there's a department report number associated here, which means there may be some sort of pending charges out there that are unresolved. And the reason I'm offering you the option to plead the fifth is to protect your rights. These hearings are recorded, and if there are more pending criminal charges, or pending charges of any type, this hearing could be subpoenaed. And so anything you say then could be used against you. So I just want to make sure you understand that you have that option, sir. So we'll start phase one, and I'll read you the first allegation. It is that you were in violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by your knocking a male onto the ground in the QuickMart parking lot on or about June 9th, 2018 in Tucson, Arizona. Mr. Tinio, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
Remain silent.
Okay. And the other allegation is that you were in violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by your possession of a white crystal-like substance, later determined to be methamphetamine, on or about June 9th, 2018 in Tucson, Arizona. Mr. Tinio, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
Remain silent.
Okay, so since you chose to remain silent, we will take some testimony from the Department of Corrections on this, and then we'll move ahead with the hearing. So Mr. Turner, if you would please give us testimony on these.
Allegation number one. On 6/11/18, the offender's girlfriend called this officer to report the offender had been arrested. This officer called Pima County Jail and confirmed the offender was in custody for assault, disorderly conduct, a misdemeanor. On 6/9/18, at approximately 14:26 hours, Tucson Police Department Officer Sepulveda and Pena responded to Quick Mart, 1140 South 4th Avenue in Tucson, in reference to a fight burning call. At the scene, the store clerk witness reported the victim was approached by the offender in the store parking lot. She stated the offender pushed the male victim down in the parking lot and walked away. Victim got up and walked toward the store, but the offender stopped him in the doorway. The offender grabbed the victim's shirt and turned the victim around, causing him to fall in front of the store. The victim came into the store, followed by the offender. The victim asked the offender to return his cigarettes, and the offender handed him one cigarette. The two continued to argue until police arrived. The police officer reviewed the security tape and observed the witness account was correct despite the offender's denial. The offender was arrested and taken to Pima County Jail, where he was booked for assault, disorderly conduct, and misdemeanor. Allegation number two. On 6/11/2018, the offender's girlfriend called this officer to report the offender had been arrested. This officer called Pima County Jail and confirmed the offender was in custody for possession of a dangerous drug, possession of drug paraphernalia, both felonies. On 6/9/18, at approximately 15:23 hours, the offender was arrested by Tucson Police Department. Offender Sepulveda. Incident to the arrest, officers pulled to search the offender and found a Ziploc bag with a pink, purple, blue folded paper in the inner right pocket of the offender's wallet. There was a white crystal-like substance folded into the paper. The offender stated to the officer he did not know what the substance was in his wallet. He would have already smoked it if he had known. The offender was transported to TPD South Santa Cruz Substation. Narcotic pouch test was completed on the substance. Substance test positive for methamphetamine and was an unpackaged weight of 0.035 grams. Offender was taken to Pima County Jail, where he was booked for possession of dangerous drug and possession of drug paraphernalia, both felonies.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, based on the fact that Mr. Teneo chooses to remain silent, I'm going to make a motion I move to find Mr. Teneo delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal vice or company.
Second.
So I'll take seconds. Motion by myself, second to Mr. Johnson, agreed, Mr. Neal. Okay, back to Mr. Teneo. We'll move to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important one to you, which is whether your community supervision will be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information about your case. So just stay on the line. We'll be back to ask you some questions in just a moment. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Teneo was released from ADC custody on 2/7/2018 and arrested on 6/9/2018 by Tucson PD on felony charges of dangerous drug possession, drug paraphernalia, and misdemeanor charges of assault, disorderly conduct. I missed the date on here. Give me just a second.
Sure.
He was returned to ADC custody on 6/18/2018 with a CSED of 5/7/2019, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2012, aggravated assault, 7 years. Prior conviction, 1991. Narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 10 months, 15 days. 1997, forgery, 2 years, 6 months.
Okay. Pardon the Okay, I think I got it. Someone's trying to phone us, or someone's just trying to call on the board room number.
That's fine.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Turner.
This is Mr. Teneo's third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-2, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1994, parole release, completed 9 months. 2000, TIS release, absconded for 41 days, arrested and revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs and theft noted. Other arrest, 2003, domestic violence, Oregon County Jail. 2004, assault, Arizona unknown. 2004, criminal damage, Arizona unknown. 2004, disorderly conduct, Arizona unknown. 2004, domestic violence, Arizona unknown. 2008, shoplifting, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2008, theft, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2008, shoplifting, Arizona County Jail. He has a GB score of G1, V3. Status of charges?
Yes, sir.
He has a failure to appear warrant issued on 6/9/18 for the misdemeanor charges, and the felony charges were dismissed on 6/14/2018. And he currently has a pending disciplinary for refusal to work.
Okay, Mr. Tenaya, back to you. You were released, it looks like, to the Paxton House on Ritchie Boulevard in Tucson. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and did you stay there the whole time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you working?
Yes, I was.
And what were you doing?
I worked 3 weeks for Arizona Polygram, and then from there I went to temporary services, which is daily labor, and then I got hired on full-time at a warehouse.
Oh, excellent.
On 917 South Curtis Avenue in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, so you had a full-time warehouse job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds
full-time
good.
Full-time job, yes.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, so it looks like you submitted a number of urine samples for drug testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 came up negative, sir, in the CASC code of the day program. It says you did participate in programming at the Paxton House, and you were also, were you attending anger management classes, sir?
I graduated, I had completed.
Oh, excellent. Because it looks like...
I'll pick up my certificate that week.
Okay. Well, it's probably still there somewhere waiting for you. It looks like you've got a lot of, as Mr. Turner gave us some of your crimes from the past, it looks like there are a lot of crimes that involved assaultive behavior. You've got a couple of domestic violences, a couple of assault, and you're serving time right now for aggravated assault, sir. Has that been a problem for you in your life?
Actually, it has been, it's the alcohol. I can't drink, just like my girlfriend tells me. I drink one beer and that's it. I'm done.
So you were at the time of these offenses, some of these that I mentioned, the domestic violence, the assault, you were drinking alcohol on those?
Definitely.
Okay. And you go to alcohol treatment, drug treatment?
I've in the past, I've graduated Arizona Teen Challenge. It's
okay.
Drug and alcohol rehab, and it works if you work it.
Right, and that sounds...
Something that I fill out.
Okay, and do you go to AA at all, or...?
Well, definitely, I was doing AA twice a week at the halfway house.
Okay, and does the AA work for you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, but as you said, you have to work it. So it looks like, according to Mr. Turner, those felony arrest charges have been dismissed. I don't know if you heard him say that.
I wanted to ask you about that because they released me in the county jail and they told me I only had the misdemeanor, which was the assault and disorderly conduct.
Right. So those you still have pending, and that's correct. It's what Mr. Turner told us anyway, but you didn't have failed to appear on those.
Right. I had already wrote a letter to the courts, letting them know that I was here, incarcerated, and if I can get them to send me the doctor's number, that way I can take care of it correctly.
Okay.
I wanted to know, the dismissed charges, the felonies, do I have to worry about those? Are they with prejudice, dismissed with prejudice, or prejudice where they never
come? We just don't know all of that. We kind of just get the bare bones information, so that you'll have to follow up on that, sir. But
right. Can I ask Mr. Turner this question? Were they dismissed at the county jail?
I do not.
We just don't know, sir. We don't know. So it's just a kind of, sometimes other agencies will share things with us as a courtesy, and we don't get all of the details. So, okay, Mr. Tenorio, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of that you want to let the board to know?
Yeah, I wanted the board to know that it would be, you know, prison, we're just so adjusted to it. And as we get up, we sleep, we work, and work out, and basically do nothing, you know? There's hardly any structure but the fences and our jobs, you know, 704 compliance. Being out there on parole, you know, you have to do a lot of things to succeed. And I've done a lot of those things that I needed to do to succeed. It's just I fell off the wagon once, and I don't know how I did it or why I did it. And I just want you guys to know that it would be so much more better for me if I was to be able to go out and work, continue to pay my fees, go to programming, go to classes, be with my family, so do what a man does instead of just being here incarcerated. And I'm gonna be looking into some rehabilitation. You know, it's better than incarceration at this time for me.
Okay, sir, thank you very much. Mr. Tenorio, the board is gonna go into discussion. And we do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we just ask that you stay on the phone there, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Yes.
The board is now in discussion. And Mr. Tenorio is someone who is, I think, is realizing that alcohol is a big problem for him in his life. And he's indicating he fell off the wagon, he doesn't really know why. He does have a long history, though, of assaults and that type of offense, assaultive offenses. And he violated or was arrested this time on yet another assault. So I'm not seeing him as a suitable candidate for community supervision, but I've listened to any input of fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion that, based on information in warrant 2018W1749, our discussion with Mr. Tenorio, information provided by Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Tenorio was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company specifically by becoming involved in another incident that involved an assault.
Second.
All right, second. Motion by myself, seconded. Mr. Johnson agreed. Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Taylor, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, and I don't want this to be a big discouragement to you, because you were out there doing, you know, you're kind of on the right track, but you've got to get the alcohol and the anger issues under control, so it looks like that's been a problem your whole life, and once again, here it is. So we certainly wish you the best. Please do participate in AA while you're there, and to the degree you can, if you can find any substance abuse, even self-study classes will help you to keep thinking about that and keep that fresh in your mind, sir. So we wish you the best. We thank you for participating in your hearing today, and your hearing's over. We'd appreciate it if you'd give the phone back to the CO3, sir.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
When will be my release?
Oh, I apologize. I usually mention that. We are showing the date of May 7th of 2019.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
So as of that dismissed charge, this is what I'm waiting for. If it's dismissed, it should be dismissed, right? and I won't have to be, when I'll be released in May 7th, I wouldn't have to...
May 7th, yeah, May 7th, you won't have a parole officer anymore. Your obligation to the state, to the department for this crime, for the aggravated assault, will be complete on that day. But then you'd have to address anything else that's out there that might have occurred. So definitely this misdemeanor, which is still appears to be open, and the other one you might want to just follow up and make sure that it was dismissed.
Okay.
Okay, sir?
That's what I needed to hear, because sometimes I'll just... my lawyer came in and told me, he came and seen me, and then all of a sudden he was dismissed in the county before he even knew. Thank you.
Right. Sometimes you just don't know. So thank you, sir.
Great.